This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Lightning is common this time of year, and sometimes we hear reports about many thousands of individual strikes, even in remote areas where nobody lives. Rick, how are they detected?
Using radio frequencies, it's possible to detect the low frequency radio wavelength emissions from lightning.
But how do we know where an individual strike occurs?
Lightning that's detected by multiple sensors can be triangulated and then plotted in two-dimensional space. And depending on the exact configuration and sensitivity of a particular lightning detection network, may be able to detect both cloud to ground, but also cloud to cloud lightning. And this is actually quite important because cloud to cloud lightning is most common during the developing stages of a thunderstorm, and so is an important tool for weather forecasters and also aviation interests.
So how long have we been tracking strikes here in the state?
In Alaska, there has been lightning detection operated through the BLM and the Alaska Fire Service since the mid-1980s. There's been significant changes in that network over the decades, and the current system is extremely sensitive. In Alaska, the ranges of the sensors is typically 200 to 300 miles, although it can be much longer.
Okay, so that makes sense now, how we can detect strikes over such a vast area. Thanks for explaining it, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.